Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us today as we begin the Thanksgiving week here on Political Coffee. So let me ask you this question. Hey, are you going to snitch on your neighbors like Governor Brown says she wants you to? Are you going to do that, really? Is it the same, as she says, as when there's a wild, loud party going on down the street disrupting everybody's lives? Really? Is it? Do you think that she is maybe, just maybe, kind of feeling the heat? Well, she apparently is, because, you know, she doesn't like the fact that she's been getting an awful lot of criticism about the coronavirus business. The criticism is not just the lawsuit filed by the restaurant associations, which says there's virtually the tiny, tiny amount. I think it was less than 1% of all COVID infections in Oregon are traced to a restaurant. It's not that. Not the fact that they filed a lawsuit, preliminary injunction, saying, no, you can't shut us down. And it's not just that you've got the Courthouse Athletic Clubs owned by John Miller, five of them here in the Mid-Valley area of Salem. It's not just that he's saying, no, we're going to stay open because we can't afford to shut down. And he's not alone. There's an awful lot of other businesses that are just like that. And, oh, by the way, not a single case has been traced to a gymnasium of COVID in Oregon. Not one. It's not just all of that, but it's the criticism of not doing enough testing. Criticism from Democrats. So guess what happens? Yeah, they're going to change how they do testing. No kidding. They're going to change the way they do testing. And they're going to do that because it's Kate's response. Now, here's the problem. And this is acknowledged by Nigel Jaquess in the Willamette Week. And I'll have all of this up again on both my personal Facebook page and the KSLM Facebook page. But here's what happens when they change the methodology. It takes away some of Kate's justification for her regressive, totalitarian, Marxist actions that are unconstitutional. It does, because it makes the data look not quite as bad. I mean, we set this record yesterday. 1,500 Oregonians got tested, or actually confirmed or presumed cases of COVID. And guess what? Now, it's a lagging indicator, but one person died. And the other thing. And you know what that other thing is? The story, and this, I was watching Fox 12 this morning, and the lead story is about COVID and 1,500 cases, of course. And the emergency room, or actually ICUs, are like, they're 90% full. We're approaching. Well, they didn't say they're 90% full, and it's not in every place that it's 90% full, but they're approaching 90% capacity. Yeah, and then a little bit later in the, at least Channel 12 was honest about this, but a little later in the report, what do they say? Well, they talked to one of, and I forget which hospital system it was, but the hospital system says, yeah, that's pretty typical for this time of year. In fact, we plan on having 75 to 90% of our ICU beds full during the holiday season. So is it having any real impact at all? All of this we're going to talk about today. Plus, you know, that little thing about the Trump campaign distancing, the Trump legal team distancing itself from Sidney Powell. It's not part of Trump's legal team. You know, all of that, it ain't what you think, folks. They didn't kick her out because she talked inappropriately. She's got her own data, and she's a smart girl. She's a very, very smart girl. In fact, The Right Scoop has a great article. It's Lynn Wood. He says he has seen Sidney Powell's Dominion evidence, and it is solid. And in fact, the Gateway Pundit has the actual algorithm that they say was used. In fact, it's several algorithms to change these votes. Now, irrespective of what Chris Christie said over the weekend and these other talking heads and Fox News, folks, again, these are people, including Rudy Giuliani, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and a whole bunch of others, that have made their reputations on being 100% accurate. And I, for them to say that all of this stuff is happening and they're not going to prove it, now wait till they get into a court of law. Now, they have to get into a court of law. Two of their lawsuits, one in Georgia and one in Pennsylvania, were rejected by federal judges. And they did it quickly. In fact, I read the Trump campaign's press releases saying thank you to those federal judges for so quickly dismissing the suits, because now they get to appeal them to the appeals court, and then from there they get to appeal them to the U.S. Supreme Court. I want you to keep something in mind, folks. I truly do. In Bush versus Gore, you got to remember, friends, that the Trump campaign lost their first two lawsuits, first two appeals up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we were all on pins and needles back then, as we are going to be now. But I'm telling you, this was a big deal, because now it's just part of the process to get us in front of the Supreme Court. And what is Trump? Look, folks, if Trump was really worried about this, you think he'd be on the golf course? I'm serious. Now, just think, would you? If your presidency and everything you believed, you'd put your whole life on hold. You've lost billions of dollars. Your name has been dragged through the mud. And your family. You got impeached. This is for all the marbles, for everything you believed is great about America, and yet you're on the golf course. That's pretty indicative to me that he's not too worried about it, which would mean, again, that they've got some pretty powerful evidence that once they get into court, as Rudy Giuliani said, they then can make their case. I mean, they already have plenty of case. And it's one of the things that Sidney Powell said in her interview with Newsmax last night, is they've got all kinds of evidence that a lot of people are sitting in jail in America today for crimes. And this is a civil suit. You got to understand, these are civil suits. These are not criminal suits. It's a lower bar than the criminal ones. But she said a lot of people are sitting in jail today for criminal prosecutions in federal prisons with much less evidence than what they have. I'm pretty confident in that, and you should be too. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Are you going to snitch on your neighbors for Thanksgiving? You going to do that? 503-589-1220, or send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. What do you say?
Well, I say, no, I'm going to snitch on my neighbors. What they do on the property is right. I think what people need to do is watch the little message that came from Chris Ann Hall. She gave us a special message right out of the Oregon Constitution, my brother. It is remarkable. Our governor does not have the powers that she thinks. Even with enumerated powers in emergency, it must be done by us, the people. We hold the keys and the powers in our hand. No different than I don't want to go on to 1948 and a situation that happened down south, but people is getting at the edge, my brother. No different than the lack of, I hate to say it, my brother, is, I know that some people got upset because there's a few senators that wants to help the party have a backbone at the leadership level, and they already have people that's trying to backbite them like they're Judas. Well, the question I always throw to my fellow PCPs of my party is, number one, what have our party done since 2010, since the Tea Party helped it along? Number two, we could have had Doug Ducey. What happened on that deal, even if Newt did not want that man? And number three, what is the results? They complain that we don't have enough good candidates. Just another, why didn't they talk to our other fellow states like Idaho, Montana, that turned some of the representatives red, not blue, and, maybe Arizona or Texas? How come we don't have a good leadership connection over the last 10 years like we used to 20 years before? These are the questions that people got to decide. But overall, my brother, is that the governor has overstepped her bound. I encourage everybody to read our Constitution, watch Chris Ann Hall's less than 10 minutes. She has a message for Oregon, and I got it on my page. I've sort of let you know what I was talking about, my brother.
Where is that a Facebook
page
video that we can watch? Or is it YouTube?
Yeah, you can watch it. You can watch it on YouTube. It's Chris Ann Hall. And she has a message to Oregonians. It's a 10-minute message that she came up with, and I don't know how, but somehow she got a message from one of us Oregonians, and just say it is worthwhile, and she talks especially about our state constitution. It's very watching, and I tagged you on my page, my brother.
You did.
You might
okay.
want to talk
right.
about tomorrow's show.
I will try to go find that. I had not heard that she had done that. I think that's a good thing. You know, if she's got something special about that, I'll have to watch it. Thanks, brother. I appreciate your thoughts today.
No
that's
problem.
Ron. What
Stand
do you
up.
Think? 503-589-1220. You're going to snitch on your neighbors. Like Governor Brown says you should do. Because, you know, this is just like having the, the outrageous party down the street, you know, keeping everybody awake. It's just like that, isn't it? Or is it? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, on Saturday, there was a Saturday rally at the Capitol. It was smaller. In fact, Dave, thanks for the video about that. My friends from Eugene that I've been doing these Trump truck rallies with, they convoyed up to the rally and then over to the governor's mansion, where I saw a video of them this morning at the governor's mansion, my friends talking on a bullhorn. Good for them. And I had some work to do around the farm, and so I managed to get to take a moment and hop in my truck with my Trump and my American flag on it. And I went to one of the overpasses on I-5. And stood there in the cold, bundled up as they drove by underneath. Ah, it was a beautiful sight to see. People standing up for liberty. In fact, that's up on my Facebook page. It's 6:20 in the morning. You're going to snitch on your neighbors like the governor wants you to? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And in a moment, we'll go to Glenn. Hey, by the way, thanks to Stacey Ann, who's up next at 7 o'clock here for 2 hours. She actually has been playing this video of Chris Ann Hall. Lessons for Our Neighbors in Oregon. That is the actual headline of it. It is a YouTube. And she's intending to have Chris Ann Hall on the air live next week. You know, I haven't watched this, but you know, my summation of what I know of law and how all of this works is that, quite frankly, I think it's a huge stretch what the Oregon Supreme Court has done in giving Kate Brown the power to do what she's doing by taking two different statutes passed at two different times in Oregon's history and combining them. That's irrational. But it's exactly what you would expect from the Oregon Supreme Court that is made up of leftist liberals, four of whom were appointed, as you know, by Kate Brown. The only way you fix that is to force that into federal court. Now, there are lawsuits that are ongoing. Let's hope that they get into federal court, and let's hope that we get the results. You have to stop this unchecked power of this governor. In fact, the Oregon Catalyst has got a pretty good article on this, just frankly, just saying, where's the Oregon legislature? This governor is making unprecedented decisions that impact our lives. Where's the legislature? Because it's really their purview. It isn't hers. Hey, I want to remind you, you know, if your heat pump is not keeping up, the house is a little cold. In fact, it's going to get colder in the coming days after Thanksgiving. You need to call Freedom Heating and Air. They can take care of that for you. They can fix it. You know, maybe it's just something as simple as an adjustment here or there. Well, okay. They can take care of that for you. They've been around Salem a long time, well over 40 years. And they've done that. They've been a stable company here because they're good at what they do. They take care of their customers. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. You going to snitch on your neighbors?
I'm going to be one that they want to turn in.
Okay, good for you. I would encourage
Jeff,
going against Kate on anything.
Well, all of them are breaching their own rules. Look at Newsom, caught with his pants down. Come on.
Well, and I saw there's a story, I think, on the Right Scoop about the governor of New Jersey, him dining out also with a large group of people and no mask. They're hypocrites.
Yeah. Jeff, the question I have for you on the Chris Ann Hall, or not on Chris Ann Hall, but in Stacy's program, she was talking to somebody in the North Dakota, South Dakota, and she was, this friend of hers was saying, people who become officers or take a position as governor or a person in a chair position, and they have to pledge allegiance, they have to submit the allegiance that they pledge as a document. And they also have to provide a bond that if they breach their pledge, you can go after the bond. Now, is this true of Oregon as well? And when you took your position, did you submit the pledge? Did you pay for bond or did they buy a bond for you?
None of that happens in Oregon.
Oh,
none of it happens here. Now, it doesn't mean that it shouldn't happen, because it really does force you to a higher level of accountability. I don't think that's a bad thing, but no, you don't do that here. I didn't do it.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, that was a very good conversation that with Chris Ann Hall and the state constitution. We don't really look at the state constitutions very closely in comparison to the federal, but you know, the federal constitution nor the Bill of Rights, they're not copyrighted. You can take pieces of them and paste them into your own constitutions,
sure.
And everybody did.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is absolutely correct. Again, we get back to Oregon being what it is politically right now. Is how would you make changes to that Constitution? Well, the people are the only people that can make changes to the Constitution in Oregon, thankfully. So the legislature would have to send a referral out making changes for things like what you're describing, bonds, or the people would have to do it by initiative. And it costs so much money. We have not yet developed a system. Let me back up. Glenn, we have not yet developed a system in Oregon whereby we can get statewide initiatives, whether they're constitution or statutory, in front of the people to have them vote at a reasonable cost. Okay, because what it takes whether it's the unions doing it, something bad that we wouldn't like, or it's us, the patriots who believe in liberty, going out and doing what you're describing, for instance. It takes money. It's a lot of money. And we haven't, and the donors in Oregon are not going to spend their money on that. They just, they see no value in it. Most of the time, they're just trying to do things to protect themselves from the constant onslaught, because they're business people. And they're constantly being harassed and harangued and plotted against by the communists in the legislature. And that, there are some communists in this legislature. In fact, sadly, we just elected one to be our Secretary of State. And can you imagine what that's going to be like under that woman? Under that, she's a tyrant, folks. She is. You think Kate Brown is bad? You haven't met Shamia Fagan. You wait. She's her own worst enemy. She doesn't know it yet. But anyway, Glenn, interesting thoughts. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. We will. I'm going to tease you with something, okay? I have in my possession a letter from a Democrat who ran for office in Oregon talking about, well, some problems that they found in their special election in August in Oregon, in Multnomah County, Portland. And this letter was addressed to the recently fired Steve Trout, director of Oregon elections, and also the head guy at Multnomah County elections. And in it, it has some statistical improbabilities. Imagine that. And this is a letter from a Democrat. And it sort of is relevant to today, isn't it? Yeah, I kind of think it is. Back in a moment, 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It is the beginning of a new week, Thanksgiving week. We are going to be broadcasting live, by the way, on Thanksgiving Day. So, better keep your radio on. No kidding. We're not going to do it Christmas this year, but we are definitely going to do it on Thanksgiving. So, in a moment, I'm going to read to you this letter from a Democrat that raises, you couldn't write this any better or any different than what Republicans are alleging right now that's happening in several states in the presidential election, because it is the same thing that they are saying here. And this is what happened in Oregon, folks. You would think this was a member of the Rudy Giuliani Trump team, legal team, writing this. And it happened here in Oregon. I mean, it's just stunning. But you shouldn't be too surprised, should you now? Because this is Oregon, after all. Hey, what we're talking about is are you going to snitch on your neighbors? You know, who might have, you know, maybe, you know, seven people over instead of six. And, you know, maybe they, there's more than two families. Maybe there's three families and you happen to know that. Are you going to call the cops on your neighbors? Well, Anne Marie writes me an email. By the way, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Got an email from Anne Marie. Says, you know, solution for those who get snitched on. She's got a picture of a, like a turkey, and there's this thing sticking out of the turkey, And it's circled, and the caption underneath of it says, remember to remove the transmitter out of your turkey so they can't track how many guests you have over. Yep, that pretty much describes it all. So I'm holding in my hands, friends, and in a moment I'm going to share with you this letter. I'm going to read it for you. Again, this could have been written by the Trump legal team. But I'm holding in my hands the ProBioscience, the roll-on balm. It's 1,330 milligrams CBD. It's the menthol. I happen to like menthol. I used to be a peppermint farmer, so I like the cooling sensation of menthol. They have other flavors, if you will. This is a roll-on. This is what I've been telling you I'm so excited about. I've never used anything that has made my aching muscles or my discomfort that I get if I sleep on my neck the wrong way. Nothing has worked as well as this has. And it stays on you for a long time. You just don't wash it off with one little washing. It's something I really like about it because it's going to last a lot longer and you're going to get more benefit of it. But it is just one of the many great products that ProBioscience sells. Now, they're based in Salem. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, and that's really true. Why don't you check them out on the web? It's pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy any of these products, like this great roll-on that I'm using, and the tincture that I use also, if you buy any of that online, use the discount code Thanksgiving, the word Thanksgiving. It's easy to remember, right? Use the discount code Thanksgiving. When you buy online, you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Here's this letter. This letter is from Loretta Smith. Now, she was a candidate in a special election, and she lost. Now, this is a letter on August 20th, 2020, to Steve Trout. His elections director was, as you know, he got fired. And Multnomah County Elections Division, the director there is Tim Scott. It's about August 2020 special election voting irregularities. And she writes to follow up on a communication with both of their offices earlier in the week. See, they found a deceased voter. In regard, she writes, and I'm quoting from the letter. Now listen to this. In regards to the deceased voter who shows up as having voted on August 20 special election, we anxiously awaited determination as to whether or not the vote was included in the count as portrayed in the voted list we downloaded directly from the system provided to us by the Secretary of State's office. While awaiting further information on the aforementioned matter, we continue to look at the data specific to the voters who displayed unusual voting patterns, specifically voters who, before voting this year, had not participated in any election in 5 or more years. The following data points are information we discovered. Now listen to this. Out of over 170,000 voters who participated in the August 2020 special election, out of 170,000 voters, more than 54,000 of these voters had not participated in the last 3 primary elections prior to this year, 2018, 2016, 2014. Out of that 54,000 plus voters who had not participated in the last primary elections but voted in the August special election, first red flag, 13,757 of those voters, of the 54,000, had not voted in any election for at least 5 years prior to this year. Some of these voters had not voted in more than 10 years. For instance, the deceased voter we identified last voted in May 2013, having died on December 2013 before voting in the August 20th special election. By the way, did you know that that's kind of a big time no-no? You know, for dead people to vote? Yeah, I'm just saying. It's a felony. She continues in her letter, out of the 13,757 voters who have not voted in any election for the least 5 years prior to this year, 11,184 voters have a birthday listed as January 1, representing 81.29% of the vote share. So out of 13,000 voters who had not voted in any election in the 5 years prior, 11,000 of them had a birthday listed as January the 1st. Now, I'm just speculating here, folks, but what are the odds of that? Well, the letter continues. Now, listen to this. She continues, that's that 80 percentage point of the aforementioned 13,757 voters. We had a statistician look at the data for us and determined that statistically it's extremely improbable for this occurrence to be free of error or fraud. We were advised the occurrence is so improbable that we would need a supercomputer to get an accurate probability percentage. Through various sorting methods, we've also found large clusters of first names, last names, and addresses that further diminish the statistical probability that this group of voters is free of error or fraud. We are officially requesting the following: an in-person review of the 11,184 ballot envelopes included in the attached spreadsheet to compare the signature on the envelopes with the signature on file. Gee, doesn't that sound familiar? Like in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Kind of does, doesn't it? She continues, we would like to know the comprehensive vote share totals of the 11,184 voters in the attached spreadsheet, distinguishing how many people voted for Dan Ryan and how many people voted for Loretta Smith. So out of that 11,184 voters, you know, the ones that had the same birthday as January 1st, that's a lot of folks. We kind of want to know how many of them voted for me and how many voted for my opponent. She continues, due to the nature of the statistical improbability that these voters are free of error or fraud, we are requesting a comprehensive review of Multnomah County's election security plan. Hello, Dominion Smartmatic. Submitted to the Secretary of State as required by state law. And finally, due to the nature of statistical improbability that these voters are free of error or fraud, coupled with the quantity of voters being enough to change the outcome of the election, we are requesting the Multnomah County, in conjunction with the Oregon Secretary of State, immediately initiate a risk-limiting audit. We are requesting that all of the aforementioned requests be completed prior to the certification of the election held on August 11th, 2020. Signed, In Truth and Service, Jerome Brooks, Campaign Manager, Committee to Elect Loretta Smith. Now, friends, doesn't that sound like that came from Rudy Giuliani? Kind of does to me. So what was this, or how, rather, was this responded to? Well, there's a story here, Willamette Week, about that. And I'll talk about it when we get back. So you think that voting irregularities are just benefiting Democrats against Republicans? How about Democrat against Democrat? The fix is in? No, that's not poverty. Faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration of it.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Well, of course, as with any great fraud, there's always some kind of a bureaucratic explanation, isn't there? And we're going to get into that. It's from a Willamette Week article. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Are you going to snitch on your neighbors on Thanksgiving like Governor Brown says you should? I'm not. And I hope you probably aren't either. In fact, if you're like Glenn, you might be one of those people that get snitched on. Just curious, what do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I will get to Tim in a moment. You know, another great advertiser on this radio show and on this station is Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. He's a contractor who lives his faith, his personal faith, in his work, what he does. And it's not just in his name, Righteous Renovations. It's really how he works with his clients, how he listens to them, how he does a good job for them. And, you know, you don't really kind of know how to trust when it comes to, like, if you're going to do a kitchen remodel. I mean, talk about disrupting your life. You want that contractor to come in and get it done, and get it done quickly and the way you want it to. Because it is going to disrupt your not having a kitchen in your home. Well, go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and frankly, you can read some of the great testimonials from very satisfied customers. righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to the phones or go to Tim. Tim, good morning. You going to snitch on your neighbors?
I don't have any to speak of. I don't know them. I'm in an apartment.
What? Neighbors? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know them. I'm sorry. But no, I wouldn't snitch on them. One of the things,
so
Jeff,
it's kind of, so it's not like the governor says that this is like, you know, it's like when you have, your neighbors are having a noisy party down the street, right? You know, you call the cops because it's too noisy. They're keeping you awake, right? She says it's just like that. No, I don't think it's like that at all.
Well, I think it's scary. Period.
Yeah.
Because what's it going to be next? What I wanted to talk about real quick, well, Jeff, was the restaurants. Because I think the timing is critical. I think this is a great opportunity for the Republican Party. They could design a solution that all parties win, and then they could establish a reputation for being for everyone, and there's no winners or losers. What I did is the comment that I made last time on your show, Jeff, about how long it took me to find a solution for the restaurants going to the emergency room at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I talked to a couple of people about it, and they all said it was okay. Some would go in, some would not. But it was okay to open restaurants. So I have not found any rejection or anything like that on that idea.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I mean, one of the great things that you bring to the table, Tim, is you're creative. Try to find solutions to things. But the problem is with politics, and I'm going to let you go, friend. It's a great idea. With politics, there's some people who really don't want solutions because they want to continue to use the issue politically to raise money or to have power. Isn't that sad? It really is true. Let's go to a new caller. New caller, who are you and what do you have to say today?
Oh, you're talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Who are you, man?
All right. My name's Michael Keith.
Hi, Michael. And, thanks for joining us. You going to snitch on your neighbors?
And I And I just happened to be born on January 1st, and I haven't voted in years. And now I got to go find out if I voted.
Well,
not a hoot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man, but that's just hilarious in the context of this whole business about voting fraud and vote by mail. You should go see to make sure that somebody hasn't cast a ballot in your name.
I got to find out if my dead mom and dad voted, my grandpa and grandma.
You live in Marion County or where?
Oh, no. I'm down here in Polk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're actually, the clerk's pretty good in Polk. You should be able to get that information pretty easily. You know, Michael, my dad died in July of this year here in Linn County. And the Linn County clerk has his staff looking at the obituaries every day. And they literally take people off the voter rolls who they see in the newspaper have died. And my dad did not get a ballot in the mail, which is, again, a testament to how you do it right. But you should check, because you don't know.
Hey, I'm going to jet you an email. What's your email address?
It's jeff@1220.am.
.am, okay.
Yeah, .am, yeah. Send it to me, and I'll do my best to answer it. Okay, brother?
Okay,
thank you for listening. Appreciate it.
It's a different take on that... on this boo-hoo flu. I actually got a tort claim in, but I haven't finished all my paperwork and getting it filed.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
So the short answer to the elections officials to the letter that I read you from Loretta Smith was that, you know, those 11,000 people that had the same birthday? Well, you know, the legislature passed a law, and it removes voters' dates of birth from the publicly available voter file. That contains other personal information like your home address, your party affiliation, your voter history. This was done to protect individuals' privacy, they say. Okay. According to political consultants who regularly use the commercial version of the state's voter database in campaigns, and it was that the voters who registered after this law went into effect were simply assigned the birth date of January 1 in the year that they were born. When election officials examined the spreadsheet of voters from January 1s that Smith campaign manager provided, they checked the actual birthdays of the voters on the spreadsheet. They still have that information. They determined that the information on the commercial database was misleading, and it was in fact wrong. Well, why on earth would you do that then? Why would you mislead people? Now, they also say, well, the one person who voted who was dead didn't really vote. The family sent back the ballot and wrote the word deceased on it. But it went through the barcode system in our high-speed mail sorter. And it was marked as having been received. Folks, this is why none of us know. Yeah, our ballot was received, but was it counted? And then how was it counted? By the way, there's lots more to this story that they didn't answer. You know, like all those people who hadn't voted for years and years and years. Now, such to vote. See you tomorrow, friends. See you in the next morning. Take care.